AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Three-term New York Governor Andrew Cuomo resigns. Here's the AP Shelley Adler.
While the 63-year-old Democrat emphatically denied intentionally showing any disrespect toward women, Governor Andrew Cuomo announced his resignation.
The best way I can help now is if I step aside and let government get back to governing.
But Cuomo still maintains his innocence.
The report said I sexually harassed 11 women. That was the headline people heard and saw and reacted to. The reaction was outrage. It should have been. However, it was also false.
Cuomo will leave in 2 weeks with Lieutenant Governor Kathy Hochul taking over. I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden gets a pair of big wins in the Senate. First, the bipartisan $1 trillion infrastructure bill.
On this vote, the yeas are 69, the nays are 30. The bill, as amended, is passed.
Then later this afternoon, the $3.5 trillion budget plan, being pushed solely by Democrats, makes it to the floor for debate on a 50-49 vote. Budget Committee Chairman Bernie Sanders says the measure finally addresses the growing income inequality in this country.
The American people are sick and tired of growing income and wealth inequality in our country, where two people now own more wealth than the bottom 40%.
The infrastructure bill now goes to the House to be considered along with the budget outline, which calls for higher corporate taxes and higher taxes on the wealthy to pay for the variety of social programs aimed at older people, the lower and middle class, and families. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 176, the NASDAQ off by about a half percent, down 73, and the S&P 500 has gained 8 points. This is AP News. There has been a jump in the number of children diagnosed with COVID-19. Dr. Emily Landon is with the University of Chicago Medicine.
We're sort of doing more stuff and having more contacts, and that includes kids. Unfortunately, kids under the age of 12 can't be vaccinated yet.
Nationwide, the number of children with COVID-19 has jumped by more than 80%, and they now make up close to 15% of all the current cases across the country. The National Hurricane Center issues tropical storm warnings for the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico, where forecasters expect a potential cyclone to strengthen into the sixth named storm of the Atlantic hurricane season. People in Florida have been urged to monitor for updates. The Dominican Republic, Haiti, and southern Bahamas could get hit tomorrow. Forecasters say if it gains tropical storm strength, it will be named Fred. It's not expected to strengthen to that level until sometime tomorrow. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.